Shalom, precious saints of God. I'm Reverend Sheila Crawford of Shofar Ministries. Well, we have a top story tonight, and I want to talk about Israel. Military chiefs are gearing up for a probable Hezbollah cross-border northern attack in response to Israel's helicopter strike last Sunday, which, by the way, killed 5 Hezbollah, but also 6 Iranian officers. Yes, I said Iranian. Israel today claims, well, they didn't know that they were high-ranking Iranian officials, but don't kid yourself, they knew. But they are being pressured right now by Obama to say that in fear that it might interfere with his ongoing negotiations between Washington and Iran. So Israel is preparing for the worst, but even more than Hezbollah's rockets, Israelis living in this northern area dread even more the terrorist invasions from underneath Lebanon's borders because they come through very sophisticated underground tunnels. Just ask the Israelis living in the Gaza area what they had to deal with last year. In spite of all the expected turmoil, though, praise the Lord, more Jews from France are making Aliyah to their homeland due to Europe's major increase in anti-Semitism and terrorist attacks, as was expected and you've been hearing over the cartoonist Charlie Hebdo incident. The sleeper cells all over Europe are rising up, along with Europe's increasing economic woes, and they have them. As well, terrorists in Nigeria and now Niger are heavily persecuting Christians with the burning of at least 45 churches and many killings. Pray for them and the terrorists. They too can be saved. And many are especially after having these vivid dreams of Jesus appearing to them. Just like Joel 2 said would happen. Tonight, our president will give the State of the Union address. I am sure he will not speak on foreign policy to any extent, but sorry to say, rather lie about how well our economy is doing. He will keep referring to the betterment of the middle class when in his heart, he really wants to destroy the middle class as I see it, because it's happening. For they never qualify for his programs anyhow. Like now I hear free community college to those having very low earnings. That doesn't help the middle class. His agenda is very obvious. Wealth redistribution that pushes out the large companies that actually provide the most jobs, pushing them to another country. He wants to destroy capitalism by increasing all taxes, even those who might get an inheritance. I understand he wants to give a tax credit to families where both parents are working. Now, doesn't that help to destroy the family unit? What about a tax credit to the family whose wife stays home so she can homeschool? No, they actually get arrested for any crazy trumped-up charge, as we have seen lately. By the way, one of the commandments of the New World Order is to destroy the true traditional family unit. Hence, the approval of gay marriages. And wait till you see how much more Obamacare will cost the taxpayer in 2015, especially if you didn't sign up. And how soon will our new Congress address Obamacare, you know, with the shortened work week to once again qualify? Does it really matter what Congress might try to do? Barack Obama will just veto any resolution and then blame the Republicans for not negotiating. Let me just say, Americans are being scammed, and many of the Republicans, like John Boehner, are in on it. So, expect the executive orders to keep flying off his desk as well as his veto pen. He's on a mission with 2 years left to do it. Boy, that is way too long. But then again, here's the good news. Scripture in Matthew 6 does say, worry for nothing. And Matthew 24 says, see that you are not troubled. for these things must come to pass. So, not my Lord, not my will, O Lord, but thy will be done. Let us keep expecting that trumpet sound and don't grow weary. Instead, keep giving the good news about all this that's going on and evangelize like never before, because we really are running out of time. Not too many can argue with that. Now I'd like to remind you to mark your calendars for the whole year for the first Friday of every month. And in February, it'll be the 6th, because I'll be at Chester Christian Center, 11815 Chillicothe Road, Route 306 in Chesterland. So come on out and hear a timely message. And if you appreciate this program, please consider partnering with us. You can send your love offering along with your prayer request to P.O. Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Or you can go through our webpage, shofarministries.net. Now, don't click that mouse. The Shofar Ministries Hour continues right now.
Baruch Hashem Adonai. Bless the name of the Lord. And good evening. You're listening to Shofar Ministries Hour live on Christian Radio, 1220 AM, the World Wide Web, WHKWRadio.com. My name's Kent Littlejohn, your co-host with our effervescent Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford. I'd like to remind our listeners about the website, shofarministries.net. Should you want to re-listen to this program or any of our other programs, all archived and labeled for your learning pleasure and hopefully to share with others. Sheila, will you open the program in a prayer?
Of course. Oh, dear Lord, we bless your holy name. And we ask for your blessing on this program tonight. We pray for the many Christians who are being persecuted all over the world, and particularly those in Niger, Africa. We pray that you will somehow use the situation to bring about a great harvest of souls. May those who are called by your name stay focused in their missions of ministry, always proclaiming the truth, and to be ready to give godly answers to all who ask. We earnestly pray for the requests that have come in this month, especially for the salvations of their loved ones. May you send ambassadors to their softened hearts, and bless with abundance those tuning in to hear and study your word. Amen.
Amen. And the phone lines are open if you have an end-time question, especially concerning this topic tonight, at 888-677-WORD, or you can email during the program at shofarlive@yahoo.com. Sheila, what has God laid on your heart for tonight's discussion?
Well, Ken, a couple of things, actually. I think that we should talk a little bit about the occult, that there's these hidden symbols that they're using, and yet they're not really hidden because they're pretty much open in plain sight, but we don't see them. So I want to talk a little bit about that.
All right.
And then if there's time, we have some frequently asked questions, at least last couple weeks, that I need to address. So, well, that should probably do it for the program because, you know, the time just goes by so fast.
It does.
But first, I think it's also important to remind our listeners, because I'm really excited about this, that another blood moon is expected this coming April 4th, which is Passover. But you know what's remarkable about this year? That even before Passover, actually 2 weeks before Passover, we're going to have a solar eclipse.
And what day will that be?
That is actually going to be on Nisan 1, and on the Hebrew calendar, I know you know what that date is, don't you, Nisan 1?
Well, I was going to ask you the importance of that is, I believe, the beginning of the biblical cycle or calendar.
That's the new calendar that God gave them,
right,
in Exodus 12.
Mm-hmm.
It begins on Nisan 1. So I just think it's pretty amazing that 2 weeks before the next blood moon, we're going to have a solar eclipse.
And we're between the second and the third blood moon of the tetrad.
That's right.
Right now. So,
that's right.
We're approaching the third blood moon.
Mm-hmm.
But in between, right, we've got some solar eclipses.
Exactly. Well, one before Passover and then again, mm-hmm. one before Tabernacles, which we'll get to in a minute.
Right.
But I want to also mention, too, that Genesis 1:14 calls the lights in the sky as signs, which really means signals. If you look up the word sign, O-W-T-H, it means a signal.
And you know what? I'm reminded when you say that about when I drive down the road, I see a sign. Well, if the sign was at the exit, I would miss the exit.
What does the sign say?
You know,
coming up.
There's an exit coming yes. up that I need to take. So it's saying, hey, you know.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
A little heads up here, you know.
That's like these signs are saying we're going to be exiting soon.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think,
and we are.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So also I do want to mention that it's prophesied that before the day of the Lord begins, which, by the way, the rapture is the beginning of that day, we will see a solar eclipse as well as a blood moon. And that's in Joel chapter 2, 31, that I think you should read.
And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Now, I looked up the word awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It means terrible.
Yeah.
So it's great if you're saved and terrible if you're not.
Good point.
You know?
That's right. That's right. It is mean terrible. But not for us.
All right.
That's very true.
Now, I had a question while we're on this topic. You said that the day of the Lord represents when the rapture is the beginning of the day mm-hmm. of the Lord. I've also heard it taught that there's like 10 days between... like if it were to happen on Rosh Hashanah, for example,
mm-hmm.
and then from Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah is that 10-day period.
Yeah, I think there will be 10 days. But for us, it will begin the day of the Lord because we're going to be gone.
Good point.
Yeah, it really is. But it's before he signs that contract.
Who's he?
The Antichrist with Israel.
Okay.
I believe it'll be on a Yom Kippur.
So
now,
this is all
that we've been talking about over weeks and weeks of being on the radio. Actually, I've been on the radio for many years, and I've talked about this quite extensively as to why I believe the...
There'll be a gap.
There'll be the gap, and that it'll actually be signed at a Yom Kippur because it goes back to biblical days, so we know at exactly seven years of biblical years,
mm-hmm.
it will end on a Yom Kippur as well. So
start and finish on a Yom Kippur.
I do believe that there's probably 10 days in between, but the day of the Lord begins when we leave, and then things will all get into action.
Wow.
Yeah. So, but I want to also say that that this scripture, wow, I am just so hopeful that it could refer to this year.
It might.
Because of those two solar eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
Again, maybe we'll meet the groom. What do you think?
I hope so. This year.
Yeah.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay, but let's go over that one more time because it's remarkable. As you know, I just get so excited about this because there's two solar eclipses now this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one's 2 weeks before the blood moon on Passover. And again, 2 weeks before the blood moon on the Feast of Tabernacles.
So are you saying that they're calling for a solar eclipse on the Feast of the Trumpet this year?
They are, because that's 2 weeks before Tabernacles.
Okay.
So if the rapture were on a Feast of Trumpets, which we have thought maybe it could be,
uh-huh.
okay, then it'll also be a solar eclipse. Now, that makes perfect sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just how God would do it.
It's pretty amazing.
The whole thing is just amazing to me. And I realized if you're just tuning in for the first time, you're probably not getting it because it does take a few times of hearing it, actually looking at it, let it go through your eye gate, looking at the pictures. I just sent out a newsletter today and I put an extra page in there of all the blood moons and what they represent.
And I know you were talking about this, the scripture in Joel talks about the, you know, before that great and terrible day. Mm-hmm. But there's also almost a similar verse in Acts chapter 2.
Correct. They take it from Joel, but yes, there
20.
Is.
Verse mm-hmm. 20. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So basically, I just think these are exciting days. And I'm just hoping with all my heart that we do see the king this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's get back to your original topic here. You brought up the fact that you were going to talk about the occult symbols.
That's right, because we'll be looking at the blood moons.
Plain sight,
we'll
right?
be looking at the blood moons probably a lot.
Yeah, between now and...
between now and at least Passover.
Passover, right. So, you say they're hidden in plain sight.
Isn't that a funny expression?
I mean, you sent me a photo this week, and I couldn't even see it in the photo.
I know.
And I thought that was interesting.
But as soon as I pointed it out, it was
when
no
When you
problem.
Pointed it out, I saw it, yeah.
Well, the Illuminati, which, by the way, all secret societies, I believe, stem from the Illuminati, okay? They have all these little sects of different ones, you know. But they love them. For them, it serves as a secret means of communication between each other that the uninitiated really can't comprehend or even see. Let me give you an example, like the Freemasons especially use these secret handshakes, and more of them are using it, not just the Freemasons. I mean, and I don't even know what it is, because I've looked at the hands after they've really can't see the difference. But can you? Have you ever noticed how different it is? It's something to do with the thumb on the other person's finger. You don't know. Okay.
No.
I can tell by the look on your face that you don't. But there are secret handshakes. So to recognize other like-minded lost souls, in my mind. But they love it so much, in fact, that for centuries, they have intentionally hidden symbols. But yet, it's really open within the institutions and the infrastructures they control. And when they have their secret meetings and everything, they're quite open. But in plain sight, they'll hide them where the normal person doesn't pay any attention. But now, it's a little bit different. More recently, in these very end of days, and that's another sign that I know we're at the end of days, because evil is getting so bold.
I noticed that.
They're blatant.
Cartoon you threw up and pointed out how there was little illustrations on the floor and on the walls of that little cartoon. It was kind of like...
Yeah, a lot of Disney, actually.
Right there in your face.
Subliminal messages.
Mm-hmm. And if you weren't looking for it or you weren't trained to see it, you would have never probably paid any attention to it.
That's right. And people, if for those of you that are listening on the internet, all you have to do is go to YouTube and put in Disney cartoon subliminal messages. You will be amazed at what you will see. Just amazed how much of this stuff is out there already. And Hollywood, of course, is really big at it.
Until you pointed it out, I would have never paid any attention.
I know. But these Hollywood celebrities, again, right now are even more revealing. In other words, they don't even care about admitting their allegiance to the dark side, you know, sort of like throwing it in your face, and like the open gay lifestyle has been doing lately, you know, like parading it on a cart, which Isaiah 5 says they will do in the end days, parade it, definitely. So anyway, Christians, I believe, should at least be aware of it, look out for these things, lurking around your children or grandchildren, especially because they assume that we would know about this stuff, you know? You had an example of one of your kids coming home doing one of those signs.
Oh, they made a symbol. They didn't know what they were doing.
No. And well, that's the whole idea.
I kind of showed them and said, hey, listen, you don't want to do this, even though your friends might. Here's why, you know? And I showed them why, and it made sense.
Right. But if the people don't know,
right,
and that's what I want to help. And so we're going to have to describe some of these things tonight because, of course, we're on the radio.
Right.
I do want to say, too, though, that if you are not on my newsletter list, if you want to go to my webpage and sign up for that, I will send you the newsletter with some of these pictures and also the blood moons.
And some of these symbols may shock some of these folks that are watching or reading your newsletter, because we may not be able to describe it as well over the air, but you certainly could get a free newsletter,
charge,
and just put in your email, and we'll send you the newsletter. So anyway, there's the upside-down star.
That's the most popular with the Illuminati right now.
Yeah, and known as the pentagram.
Of course.
Of course, it's got 5 points.
It does.
You see the 2 horns that are facing upward with the goatee at the bottom. And the ears that are floppy little goat ears off to the sides.
That's right.
So
But
that symbol is, what is that?
The goat?
Yeah.
Well, even Matthew 25 talks about the separation of the sheep and the goats.
Mm-hmm.
We're the sheep. The goats are the unrighteous.
I see.
So here we have a pentagram that is actually illuminating that they're goat people. I mean,
that brings that whole verse out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Matthew 25.
It sure does.
Through 31 through 34, if you want to read that in the scripture. Can I read that real quick? Do you mind? No?
Well, it's three verses that we will save it to later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go to it, and then when you're ready.
Yeah, because there's a lot more that I would have to explain if you read that. We don't have time.
Okay. I understand.
That's why it's not written there.
Okay.
Anyway, it does talk about at the end of the tribulation that there will be a separation of the sheep and the goats.
Right.
Okay. Now, so we described the... Actually, there's another word for it, the goat. It's called the Baphomet. Did you ever hear about the false god called Baphomet that they will worship as well?
Yeah.
So that's what that is all about. Now, before we go to a song, I have to talk about this one. This symbol is really hidden in plain sight. And most of you listening tonight are going to be shocked at what I'm going to tell you. Again, I missed this for, oh my goodness, probably 15 years. But you all know what the Republican logo is, don't you?
The elephant.
Of course. And for the longest time, you always knew that it had...
the little three stars?
That's right. Well, recently, if you look at the logo, you will see that the GOP, or the Grand Old Party, the Republican Party, has actually turned the stars upside down.
And when did that happen?
In around the year 2000. It's actually now, the upside down star that would have the goat in it, or what you would call a pentagram.
I didn't pay any attention to that.
I know, but now that you're...
It's so subtle.
Yeah, you can... By the way, for you that are listening, we have two pictures here. We have one that it was the original stars upright.
Before 2000.
Yeah. And then I have the other picture that they've been parading now all over the place. It's on TV. And you'll see it a lot now.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, the stars are upside down.
With
they
the horns
turned them
up.
Upside down.
And the goatee down.
That's right.
Hmm.
So I did some research, and I found out that it was actually around the year 2000 when President Bush first took office. And remember, the Bushes are a member of the secret society as well, called the Skull and Bones, that is underneath the Illuminati.
Well, at least it doesn't have the circle around it.
Oh, really? Well, let me tell you something. I went to their website, which is GOP.gov, and when you scroll down on the left, they have that logo, and now they put it in a circle.
So it is in a circle.
It is.
Oh, my.
I was shocked.
Hmm.
I'm telling you, people, check it out. If you don't have a computer, you just go to your little library, and you just tell that lady that you want her to show you how to work it. And she will show you, and you go to GOP.gov, and you'll see it for yourself. It's there. It's there.
So
now, I think let's finish this one more symbol, and then we'll do a song. How about that?
Sure.
And, of course, this one is, I just saw 2 days ago, actually. And it was from a lady that dropped her child off at school. No, at the school bus.
Okay.
And she was behind the school bus. And as soon as it took off, she actually could see a pentagram on the back lights of the school bus.
The little lights down at the bottom.
That's right. So she took a picture.
Yeah.
And she put it on the internet, and she's been... And
I think if anything, we ought to probably pray for those kids on that bus.
Yeah, really. Keep that in mind, people, when you do your prayers. Well, it's for all the kids, because you know what? I know that somebody probably, just did this, and I'm sure it's not on all the buses. Okay, it was just
probably a one-off.
Yeah, but I blew it up for you, Kent, and you can see that it's definitely...
I see it now. I didn't see it at first.
Little tiny pin lights.
Right.
And it's a star, upside down star.
Yeah, I see it.
It's just
at first glance you couldn't see it, but it was just right there.
Again, hidden in plain sight.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I would have thought this Republican elephant thing mm-hmm. would have been, you know, I would have expected the left, the Democrats, to have something like that. You know,
it's just... I know. I know. But what does that tell you then?
Well, it's everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
Yeah, it's Republicans and Democrats. And again, evil is everywhere, but the road is narrow and few will find it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to know that we're of the few.
And, of course,
what about when Obama said that we weren't really a Christian nation anymore?
He might have a point.
Yeah, well, obviously he's not, regardless of what he says. And in my estimation, the Bush family isn't either because, again, they say it to get votes.
And I know that after the rapture, of course, there definitely won't be much of a nation, Christian nation,
not
after that.
Not
for
Christian, because we'll all be gone. Just think of how dark it's going to be when all the light is taken out.
Well, you know, I think on that note, we should probably take a halftime break.
Okay, I think so. And we'll come back and we'll do a little more on the symbols because we've got some hand signs we have to definitely talk about. Okay?
All right,
what
sounds
do you think?
Good.
Okay, what's our song? Do you know?
The Crab Family, Don't You Want to Go?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's about the rapture.
All right.
All right.
Y'all help us out with this one. Come on.
There's a building program going on in heaven. Construction carried out by God's own hand. 1,500 miles wide, mansions standing side by side. The streets are paved with gold throughout the land. Now they say there'll be no dying in that city. No sickness and no sorrow will be known. The feeble will be young, no division all is one. Eternal celebrating going on. Don't you wanna go with me to God's new city? Don't you wanna hear that heavenly choir sing? And don't you wanna touch the nail scarred head from this great salvation plan? Can't you feel a stirring in your soul? Don't you wanna go? One's waiting over yonder.
And how I long to see my precious father there. Now all the saints will gather in immortal bodies free from sin. And we'll praise the Lamb of God who shone and shed. Don't you wanna go
Thank you, Kaylin. That was a great song.
That was, I think we're good.
I think we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get back to the symbols now. I want to show or talk about or describe some hand symbols that people use often, actually. Of course, is the fingers. Now, the fingers, if you close the middle two fingers down and hold it down with your thumb, you are actually making the horns of the Baphomet goat. And once you know this, it is surprising to see how often the elite will use it. Now, sometimes they'll stick the thumb out and so that they can say, well, no, that's the love sign. And it really is. But if you see somebody that holds the two middle fingers down with their thumb, then that really is the goat sign, and they cannot even pretend they're not using it. That's true.
Okay.
So I see that a lot.
A lot.
You know, if you pay any attention to anything in Hollywood at all, which sometimes I have to because I want to see what they're doing, I see them using it. I see a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
Truly. The other thing that they will use is what we call the okay sign. And everybody knows how to do that. But you make sure that the three fingers are up to represent, in their mind, it represents three sixes. See that, Kent?
Mm-hmm.
You see how with the three fingers up and it looks like the okay sign, but it's actually a six?
Yeah.
So then it's three sixes, and it's for the sign of the Antichrist. In other words, they are very knowing that the Antichrist is coming, and they like him. They want him to come because he's going to bring peace.
I see.
So they're looking forward to his arrival.
Hmm.
Now, they can also take this and put it over the eye so that the circle part is around the eye. And, of course, that represents the symbol of the eye of the Illuminati. You know, like on our dollar bill?
Mm. Yeah.
Now, that's something that's been in there, on there for how many years, and nobody ever knew really what that was, that it was a symbol of the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of they say, well, that's the eye of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, false God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then the other thing is, okay, so we've got the horns, mm-hmm. we've got the three sixes. And then the other thing they'll do with their hands is the actually make a triangle with both hands.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the two thumbs together and the two index fingers, they make a triangle. And they will also put that over their eye as well, and it stands for the Illuminati in the pyramid.
Right.
You know, again, those are the three most common. You'll see it a lot. And as you can see, Kent, that I've got some pictures there for you that we see even the Pope's doing it. And we see, what's his name? The Royal Prince Charles.
Prince Charles, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't think of his name. He's doing the sixes. So they're doing it, people. So now that you know, watch it. Don't let your kids do it or your grandkids. And it might be interesting if you have some teenagers to even ask them if they see these kind of signs in school. Just out of curiosity, I wonder how many kids are doing it.
Well, they probably don't even know what it means, you know.
Which, the ones that are doing it or the ones that see it?
Well, I mean, I'm willing to say that probably the majority of them don't know what it means.
The ones in school that are doing it?
Right.
I wonder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, the other thing I want to talk about is this obelisk. Okay? Now, that's the phallic symbol, and it's intrinsically linked to the esoteric school of Freemasonry, truly. And it gives tribute to various incarnations of ancient gods, like the Sumerian god, the Babylonian gods, the Egyptian gods, you know, such as Baal, Nimrod, and the god of Ra, which I believe comes from the sun. But the obelisk points up at the sky, very tall, and they think they get this glorious feeling for everyone to see, like in Washington and the Vatican.
And also perhaps they're hinting the ancient Illuminati bloodlines that who erected them and believe that they're originally descended from.
Well, that's very possible.
You know, one might even ask, what's the motive to even do this? Can they serve the enemy without the symbols?
Of course they could. So why the symbols, you're asking?
I guess you could ask, yeah.
Yeah, well, it gives them a kick. Well, first of all, that obelisk, you know, it's going way up into the heavens. Maybe it's kind of a, like the Tower of Babel, you know, went up so high, and they were reaching maybe the fallen angels.
Well, I know the Washington Monument is 55.5 feet long each side. Mm. When you break it down into inches, it's 666 inches on each side. At
no
the
kidding.
Base. Interestingly, though, it's 555.5 feet. And when you break that down to inches, it's 6,666 inches in height.
So you think they knew that? Yes.
What a coincidence, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it does, they use these symbols because it does really, it just gives them a perverse kick to know the masses still remain largely ignorant of Satan's devices. Plus, they also believe that by subconsciously placing these sinister symbols in front of the public, they are actually tricking them into unwittingly handing over their consent by not saying anything about it and ignoring it. And the very thing that allows the elite to rule over the many is ignorance.
Well, and then that kind of reminds me of Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I didn't even know this. Now, this I just found out. But even the monarch butterfly, only the monarch, is to symbolize mind control techniques supposedly being carried out in Hollywood predominantly on the female celebrities. I've been doing some research, and it's like a lot of these younger females are under mind control.
Hmm.
Now, I'm not no expert at any of this stuff. I'm just saying what I read, and it's pretty amazing. But can you see how this starlet, Britney Spears, I think that is, has these butterflies all over her?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this other picture that I don't know who she is, but she has a huge gown on, and it's the colors of the monarch butterfly with the veins and everything.
Well, it's the exact pattern of the wings of the butterfly is the actual dress.
I know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out for that. And then, of course, I don't even have to tell you about the usual stuff, you know, like the serpents and the dragons and the lizards and even the owl, which is the major symbol at the Bohemian Grove where they go and they sacrifice to this huge owl.
Why an owl?
Well, because owls hunt and see at night, it represents darkness.
Hmm.
You know, they're the night thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of bad stuff's going on out there. And then, of course, you know the Freemasonry, the Masonic compass and the square. That's a symbol. And didn't we actually see a picture, too, of Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think you did have that illustration here.
Where is that picture? Do you have that?
Look over there, maybe.
Well, anyway. Oh, you got it right there.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explain that.
Oh, well, let's see. There's the Queen. She's being escorted out.
Out of the hospital. She was just there recently.
And there's, I don't know if you want to call her a nurse.
It is her nurse.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, she has a red belt, and she has a belt buckle with that belt.
Mm-hmm.
It appears...
Big red. Excuse me. A big belt buckle.
I mean, yeah. If she was in Texas, this would be a Texas-sized belt
buckle,
right?
That's right. Isn't that something?
I mean, it's a big belt buckle, and it's silver. It's got a lot of decoration. Fourth. It's got a Masonic symbol and a 5-point star on either side.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
That is the Illuminati symbol, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Without a doubt.
So,
and don't tell me the Queen didn't know that she was wearing that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
She could. She had to. This is her personal nurse.
Oh, okay. She is her own nurse. Wow. Well, and of course, there's on top of the door at 10 Downing Street, the Prime Minister of England.
Well, I want to talk about that. That's the sun sign.
Yeah.
And that's from Ra, the god Ra, and the symbol is the sun, which, by the way, the Catholic Church does a great job in hiding. And it's called a monstrance, and that's that, it looks like a sunburst on a stand where they hold the Eucharist in it.
Okay.
And basically, you have those rays coming off of it, and that is one of those symbols, and it's the image of the sunburst. And you can see the half top of the sunburst on many places, as you were just saying.
Mm-hmm.
So describe that again.
Well, I think it kind of reminds you of the Today Show logo, right?
Yes, they have it as well.
Where it's above the door, it has... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different, I don't know.
Like rays.
I guess you could look at it as the tail of a turkey or maybe a...
That too, yeah.
You know, the tail of...
But it's half. It's the upper part of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually on 10 Downing Street, which is the Prime Minister of England's house.
Okay.
Where he stays.
Hmm.
Yeah, so...
But you can see at the base of that, at the center, there's like a starburst.
That's right.
The picture of the sun. And there's even in the center of that little circle at the base of that starburst, looks like some sort of image of something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
But,
yes. But the sun is this, that's one of the, well, we know there's people worship the sun all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see Obama's logo? It's got a sun coming up at the middle of it.
Yep.
And similar to,
the ancient artifacts even have pictures, Go back to Egypt or Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
They had pictures.
Yeah, and that's an ancient artifact, and it's got the sun up there with the rays coming off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And even Nazi Hitler's sign there
had the swastika inside the sun.
Yeah, with it rising up.
Rising over the edge.
Wow.
Over the horizon.
And, of course, we even have the CIA has the rays coming off in the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, lots of stuff, but now that you know, you can be looking for it.
And you're going to have these topics, as you know, symbols and things in this month's newsletter and available to the listening audience. If you want, you can head out to shofarministries.net and get signed up for the free newsletter. Or you can even ask for a copy of it to be mailed to you. If you want, you can give us a call here at the office, 440-834-9006. And just send, or you can send us a note at Sheila at Box 513 Burton, Ohio, 44021. And if you could, tuck in a love offering, as this program is always supported by your offering. Thank you. And
that's right.
Sheila, you had a number of questions that came in this month that you were kind of wanting to touch base on a little bit.
I do. We have a few minutes, so maybe we can at least get one of these done. But somebody has been teaching, and I won't even mention the name because I really can't remember it anyway, but saying that because of the scripture in Matthew 24:22, would you just read that real quick and then I'll explain?
And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. For the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
Okay, now he's talking about the tribulation period, which is Matthew 24 is talking about.
Okay.
And Jesus goes, well, unless those days are shortened, no flesh will be saved. Well, there's this person that is teaching that the tribulation is going to be shorter than 7 years
Oh.
because of that scripture.
Yeah.
And let me just tell you, if that were the case, then it would contradict other scriptures.
Yes, it would.
And we can't do that. So I'm going to explain what that really means. And first of all, before I read Revelation 8:12, let me just explain that obviously there are those that have not taken these scriptures and compared them with other scriptures. And that's really what you have to do. That's why we study.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that this is saying, and I think I'm going to show you that I'm right here, that the sun is so hot during the tribulation period, and we know it's going to be burning up grass and everything,
mm-hmm.
that because of that, for the tribulation saints' sake, the elect's sake, mm-hmm. he is going to make it so that the daylight is shorter, not the tribulation 7 years.
So they don't
years.
Get burned.
Yes.
You know, I've been hearing lately, too, on some secular research, how the sun is getting a little bit hotter mm-hmm. because of the UV.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it doesn't happen instantly. I would think that, you know, things over time takes an effect on the environment and so forth. I think we're all seeing that.
Well, in Revelation 8:12, read that.
Sure. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck.
There you go.
And a third of the moon mm-hmm. and a third of the stars.
Mm-hmm.
So that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night.
That's right. So see, it's going to be even
shortened.
Darker.
Shortened.
Well, the daylight's going to be shortened.
Right.
And it's going to, even the night where the stars won't shine.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not mean that it's going to be less years.
I see.
It just means that those elements in the sky are not going to be shining.
Right.
Okay, and it's certainly not the sun. And then when you get to Amos 8:9, and it's talking about the tribulation period, now for sure, this clears it all up. Could you read that?
Amos 8:9, and it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight.
Now, what does that say?
It's shortened days.
Yeah. So it's not that it's not 24 hours.
Yeah.
It's just that the sun will go down quicker, because otherwise it'll burn everybody up.
I see.
Makes sense, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So now if you're out there, people, and you hear someone say, oh, no, didn't you see the scriptures that says the tribulation's going to be shorter?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not true. Now you know what to do. I hope you wrote down those scriptures. Matthew 24:22 is the one that they use.
Revelation 8:12.
And especially Amos 8, verse 9.
Which all puts it into perspective.
That's right. And I think what we're going to do is probably save questions to next week.
Okay.
Because we're running out of time, and we have to say goodbye. And I want to, of course, give people the opportunity to receive the Lord. You know, there might be someone out there that just turned in by accident, and they don't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And all I have to say is that if that's you, I have to say Christ died on the cross for you. He went through hell for you. And he even stands today at the door of your heart. And he's knocking. And he's saying, behold, here I am. If you hear my voice, will you open up the door of your heart? And if you do, I'll come in. And I'll sup with you. And you with me. But let me tell you, people, he won't crash your door down. He won't push his way into your heart. It is your move. And you and I are beneficiaries of this love story. And by the way, it was written in blood on a wooden cross over 2,000 years ago. I also want to talk to you, if you might just be an in-name only Christian of Matthew 7. You know, you only have a head knowledge of him, but not a heart conviction. You don't long to be in his word. You don't long to be with him. You need to get on your knees as well, right now. Don't wait another minute. Because if you hesitate, the enemy might steal any seed that you receive tonight away. So repent of your individual sins. If you have something that has a stronghold over you, give it to the Lord. And then recommit or commit your life to Jesus Christ. The Messiah, your Messiah. In fact, he's anyone's Messiah that wants him. And now we must close with the Aaronic blessing. Yivarechka Adonai v'yishmerecha Ya'er Adonai, panav eleka v'yuneka. Yasei Adonai, panav eleka v'yisem laha shalom.
And the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Could you just say it one more time?
The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
That is the most wonderful thing. That's the Aaronic blessing from number 622 through 27. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim.
And pray for the peace of Jerusalem. For those who love her, Jerusalem shall prosper.
That's right. Talking about if you love Jerusalem, you're going to prosper in all different ways. It just doesn't mean monetary, by the way. And that's from Psalm 122, verse 6. We have a lot of things that we prosper for, and it's not just money.
No, that's right.
And boy, do I know that.
God bless everyone.
That's right. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the left-hand side of the page, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@shofarministries.net. That's Sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.